You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 64 new cases of COVID-19 on Tuesday, capping a fortnight of consecutive double-digit increases. It's prompted Premier Daniel Andrews to order lockdown of hotspot postcodes from tomorrow until at least the end of July. As with earlier restrictions, people in the hotspots will only be able to leave their homes for four reasons: for care or caregiving, to exercise, to purchase food and other essential items, or to go to school or work. There will also be no international flights landing in Melbourne for the next fortnight to help curb the high infection rate. Premier Daniel Andrews says the measures are necessary.
I hope people realise that this is very serious, and that if we don't get this under control in these given communities and beyond that, if everyone doesn't follow the rules, if everybody lets their sense of frustration get the better of them and they just act like it's over because they want it to be, and I understand that. I understand that people are desperate for this to be over. No one more than me. But it isn't. And pretending won't get us to the other side of this. We have to be realistic. We have to be looking out for each other.
The lockdown announced by Mr Andrews applies to 10 postcodes in western and northern Melbourne. Mr Andrews says police patrols would be conducted in these areas to ensure people are complying with the new orders. Victoria has requested assistance from the federal government in the form of 800 workers who will knock on doors, engage with the community and do mobile testing in hotspots and surrounding suburbs. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd says the actions being taken by the Victorian government will save lives.
As you know, there are more than 200 members of the Defence Force assisting on the ground at this time, and more are available if needed. Overnight, Victoria requested an additional 800 people to provide support. Support is also being provided by many of the states and territories. Getting on top of this outbreak is in the national interests, and I am heartened by the response that we've seen.
The spike in cases in Victoria has prompted South Australia to cancel its plans to reopen the border on the 20th of July. Premier Stephen Marshall says a decision will be made later this week on possible exceptions to that for residents from New South Wales and the ACT. He says the health of South Australians must come first.
I know that this is tough. I know that there are many families who are dislocated because of the border arrangements. I know that it's very tough on business because of the border arrangements. But we've got to protect the people of South Australia. We have worked so hard to get ourselves into a very enviable position, and we're not prepared to go backwards.
Meanwhile, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queensland's borders will open on July the 10th to all states except Victoria. Queensland has had just one positive test in the past 9 days from a return traveller from overseas. Ms Palaszczuk says visitors must fill in a border declaration form confirming they have not been to Victoria in the previous 14 days, with fines of up to $4,000 for false declarations. Ms Palaszczuk says her state will provide support to Victoria, deploying 40 nurses and the Deputy Chief Health Officer.
We will do everything to preserve Queensland's good record at preventing the spread of COVID-19 in our state. We are in a very good position at the moment, but we know at any time anything could change. We have good systems in place, and we must do everything we can to help Victoria during this time.
New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the government is confident it can keep the number of COVID-19 cases in the state low, even as the border with Victoria remains open. Mr Hazzard says the hotel quarantine system has identified the cases involving return travellers, and the border has remained open with Victoria so far without any incidents. He says pop-up clinics have also been set up to quickly identify any outbreaks. Minister Hazzard told Sydney Radio station 2GB, the right balance is being struck.
New South Wales is leading the way in getting the balance right. We've actually managed to keep our economy going better than any other state or territory. We're managing to keep people in jobs. Obviously very challenging though, very challenging. And we're obviously very conscious of people's mental health. So it's a matter of striking the balance, and we're constantly, the Premier, I and the entire government, constantly taking advice from our health officials. And at this stage, we're convinced that we should stay on the path that we've had now for the past 6 months.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.